Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, we'd like to welcome everyone in here to the historic Clay County Courthouse right here in the middle of Salina, Tennessee at 100 Courthouse Square, which is actually the GPS address if anyone ever asks you. But we're here in the Grand Old Lady of Clay County, the historic courthouse that is on the National Register of Historic Places, completed in the year of 1873. So, but it's still standing, and we use it every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock for the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color here on WVFB-FM 101 Kicks Country. And we come to you each Thursday morning through the efforts of the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Program and all of our local sponsors that we have here that make this show possible. And we've got a number of guests this morning, and we're going to take a little short break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to jump right in with our guests this morning. So we'll be back just in a moment.
Jane, if you'd like to wait over there, there's a big softy.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Once again, good morning, everyone. On this beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning here in Salina, the sun's shining. It seems like summertime again. We get a little warmth in here and get rid of all this cold weather for a while, and I have got a whole room full of smiling faces this morning. A group from over at the high school. I've got Miss Sandy Smith, who is the SAD club advisor over there, which is the group Students Against Destructive Decisions. And Sandy is also the event coordinator for the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. And then in her spare time, she teaches music for Clay County Schools. Good morning, Sandy. You want to tell us what are y'all doing here this morning?
Well, good morning. We just got back a couple of weeks ago from attending the CADCA National Leadership Forum in Washington, D.C., and we're here today to kind of talk about our trip and talk about other things that's going on with our SAD club at the Clay County High School.
Okay, and here with you, you've given me a list. You want me to read their names off here?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, you've got your back to part of them. You might not remember them all. But we have Daniel Roberts. We have Brittany Bone, Tara Pettigo, Marilyn Short, and Gina Collins. And they are all here, and they have, like they said, they've been up to Washington, D.C. to straighten out all the politicians up there. And actually, I think you guys went to a whole bunch of stuff while you were up there, didn't you?
We did. We got to see lots of stuff. They attended sessions for the leadership forum, and they got to tour the Capitol, and just lots of fun things, lots of educational things, and just pursuing the cause for the Anti-Drug Coalition and the SAD Club.
Okay, let me ask, what was the most, I guess, the favorite thing that you, Daniel, while you were there, what was your favorite part of the trip?
Well, to be honest, I like food, so I'd probably say the cuisine was divine.
Okay, was there a particular place that you liked while you were there, someone, one particular place that you liked in?
We
went to this one place called Cadillac Ranch, and we tried getting Miss Sandy to ride the bull, but unfortunately, we did not succeed in that. But they had amazing cuisine there, too.
Okay, did you all get to tour some of the buildings there, inside some of the buildings, maybe the Capitol building, that type thing?
Yes, CADCA, actually, which stands for Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America, they set up a tour for most of the youth that was attending the forum to tour the Capitol, and they got to walk through doorways that Thomas Jefferson has walked through. They got to see where the original Senate and House met. So that was very, very eye-opening for me and the students. But we also went to part of the Smithsonian Museums, and we took pictures in front of the White House, and we also got to meet our representative, Diane Black, while we were there also.
Did you get to stand in the spy spot in the Capitol building? Tell us about what am I talking about? Daniel?
We did not, because they had it roped off, because it was sinking in, actually, so we did not get to stand on the spy spot.
But they told you about it, didn't it?
They sure did, yes.
And if you got to have seen that, I've been there a number of times at that, and you can stand on one side of the room, and a person, they actually can whisper on the other side of the room, and you can hear them. I just wondered if they still allow people to see that. I know the safety concerns there now has greatly changed tours of Washington, D.C. from what it used to be.
Right, and they're renovating the dome on the Capitol building also, so that limits a few things that you're able to see, and there's scaffolding in some of the rooms also.
Okay, what about some of the sessions that you all went to?
We went to one session where it was strictly social media, and we learned how to not just reach the teens in our community, but reach everybody, every age.
Okay, and exactly how were you told to do this?
Through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay, and so you message folks, and you're not just aiming for your peers then, are you?
No, we're aiming for everybody, and we post, and all our posts are for every single age available.
Okay, now, just exactly what are you guys trying to prevent happening here in Clay County? I know it's a prevention type thing and an intervention type thing.
Well, what we're trying to accomplish by, like, preventing is just, I guess, the destructive decisions that people make. Yeah, like texting and driving, drinking and driving, smoking, any form of tobacco, drugs.
And do you have any idea the number of people that you're reaching, Miss Sandy or anyone that can, do you have any way to monitor some of the things, maybe some feedback that you're getting from folks?
Well, our motto on our shirts is Clay County and Beyond. So we like to say that we're reaching most of the youth in Clay County, at least everyone at the high school, hopefully with our activities there. And beyond that, while we were in D.C., they actually met a student from Cookeville and connected with her, and other youth from all across the U.S. And so the impact that these students for the SAD Club that they have, it goes beyond the borders of Clay County.
Okay, and there really are no borders anymore, are there, with today's social media and the Internet connections and your cell phones?
Exactly. I mean, social media reaches the world, and so we're hoping that with our presence in Clay County, we can bring light to some of the destructive decisions that students are making, and we can also maybe shed a little bit of influence throughout Tennessee.
Okay, let's take a little short break here, and we'll be back with this group here just in a second.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
We would like to remind everyone once again, as we're back here live with the Clay County Corner at the historic Clay County Courthouse, about our birthday and anniversary club that is sponsored by the local Dairy Queen, the Grill and Chill folks here in Salina. And we'd, of course, like to remind everyone to go out by there and pick them up some food during the day. But they sponsor the birthday and anniversary club here that we have. We have a drawing here every Thursday morning. Folks can call in to the answering machine here at the courthouse. And, of course, once again, remind everyone, it is an answering machine, and it you don't get to ask it questions or anything. You just leave the name of the person you're wishing to honor and make sure that you speak slowly and clearly so that we can understand it. And then as a second backup to that, leave us a phone number, and we can give you a call back in case we can't fully understand the name or the one that they're wishing them. But we'll read those names off here about halfway through the show, and then toward the end of the show, we'll draw out the name of a lucky winner of a birthday cake, a frozen dessert cake from out at the Dairy Queen. And as we know, those things are delicious. But right now, Miss Sandy Smith, is she's still here with us, and we've brought in a couple of new students here. What do we got now that we need to get into talking a little bit more, don't we?
Well, we've been implementing some activities at the high school recently for tobacco prevention, and I thought we might let the students explain what we've been doing the past few weeks with that. And it's actually a program that was developed in Tennessee called T4, and it stands for Tennessee Teens Talk Tobacco, and it's about getting the Tennessee Quit Line number, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, out there to students and adults. But it's really about educating students on the harmful risks about using tobacco products, not just smoking, but using smokeless tobacco, and just making sure they're aware of the decisions. If they do choose to use tobacco products, make sure they're aware that the decisions are destructive and dangerous, and it does lead to health problems. So I think Marilyn's going to talk about us chalking the walk a couple of weeks ago. Marilyn, you want to tell us about that?
Okay, yeah. So a couple of Thursdays ago, we had a SAD club meeting, and we're like, you know, we should do chalk the walk. So what it is we draw 32 out, which stands for 32 people every day die of tobacco-related causes. So we drew 32 dead people in the front and the back of the school. And,
on the sidewalk.
Yeah, on the sidewalk. And we also drew a dog, which died of secondhand smoking. Yeah.
Because we want to make sure people understand that even if they choose to smoke in their home, their pets are affected also.
So you made it look like a crime scene, huh?
It almost did.
And had the outlines of the bodies on there.
Well, most of them were sick people, because it does take a long time to draw 32 bodies. But it was the shock value, I think, of, we did it a Thursday afternoon, so when the students arrived on Friday morning, there was all of the chalk drawings on the sidewalk, and then the facts of 32 people dying every day in Tennessee from tobacco-related illnesses, and we just wanted them aware of what exactly does happen.
Okay, let me ask a question of you guys that are here. How many of you all have peers at your age that are already addicted to tobacco? Just stick a hand up. You have friends that you know of that are already addicted to tobacco products. Folks, every one of them just raised a hand up, which means that, you know, this is a problem. For, we're talking about young folks anywhere as young as late elementary, junior high, all the way up through high school that pick up probably the most addictive and one of the most dangerous habits that they could have. And I know we've gone through stages of this, and seems like, you know, just looking around, that tobacco use is kind of picking up again. I don't know the reasoning, the thinking behind it among younger people. I think, and then, of course, a lot of them, they do think it makes them look like Joe Cool, and
right. Unfortunately, that's the social norm lately of, oh, well, it's cool to do this, and we want to make sure that we are educating the students of, if they think it's cool, it's also dangerous.
And it's not easy to quit, is it?
It's not, and that's why things like the Quit Now Helpline is out there for people to seek assistance.
Okay, what else we got going on here?
Well, we also did an activity called Honk If You Hate Tobacco, where Sarah Ferris, the health educator for the Clay County Health Department in this region, she came and actually stood out with us at the end of school one day. Daniel, you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I will. We actually made signs that said Honk If You Hate Tobacco, and when the school let out, we stood out at the end of the road, and everybody honked if they hated tobacco. And it was a great turnout, and I'm glad that we had got to do that activity, and I hope that it reached our community the way we need it to be reached.
And we had lots of people honking at us. I'm not sure if they saw our signs and were honking because they hated tobacco or if because they saw we were out there with signs. But the next day we had a display at lunch for the students to see with a smoker's lung and a healthy lung and see the discoloration and how the lung inflates less compared to a healthy lung. And we did a informal survey, just a few little questions to those that would participate. And out of those surveyed, which we didn't have the whole student body survey, just those that wanted to, out of those surveyed, 36% said they had used tobacco products. And even more, 60% said someone in their home used tobacco products.
I know the things you just mentioned, I'm a couple of years older than these guys, but folks, these are the same things that I saw when I was your age and younger. The pictures of the black lungs, there was also a little video, I don't know whether that thing still exists or not, of showing this gentleman who was a lifetime smoker who had his lower jaw removed and had a tube, and he had a cigarette stuck up in the tube that he was breathing through. I mean, I don't think they use that one anymore, because that left a lasting impression on, I know it did me, because I still remember it, and just showing how addictive this is. And what about one-on-one? I mean, I know if you try to interfere with young folks' lives, they don't really like that. But do we have any one-on-one things going on, Sandy, that right now, or is it something maybe you're looking at later?
Well, as the SAG Club, we try to get the whole student body involved in things. And for instance, just this past week, we decided to do a random act of kindness strategy for March, and I think Tara's going to tell us about what we kind of bombed the school with. Of, I guess bomb would not be a good word. We
bombarded.
Bombarded. Yes.
I like that one better.
I like that word better too. We surprised the students last Friday morning. Go ahead and tell us about that, Tara.
So it's called Kindness in March. And pretty much the whole SAG Club got together during one of our meetings, and they wrote out sticky notes. And there was over 400 sticky notes written, and they were stuck on all the lockers one afternoon. And the main point of this was just to spread a little happiness to someone's day in case someone was having a bad day, or just things like to give someone a random high five or sit someone with someone different at lunch or something, just to show that there is some happiness in this world and that people can be kind to each other.
That is a great, great idea. Sandy, what else we got?
Well, coming up, the prom season is almost upon us, and so we'll have a prom campaign of making sure we try to help parents out know what to do to make sure their students don't make destructive decisions that night. And then this summer, we will have another health and safety day where we've partnered with lots of health organizations and safety organizations from Clay County and beyond for our students to see some demonstrations and sit through some simulators. I know last year we had the boating under the influence where students could ride a jet ski simulator to see what it's like if they are drinking and boating, and we had the drunk goggles set up for that too. So lots of things are coming up with the SAG Club and the Anti-Drug Coalition. One thing I know that some people probably don't know in this community that we've been trying to reach people more about is our prescription medicine and just all medicine disposal bin that's located at the Sheriff's Department. We have a safe way to dispose of medication there, and it's at the Sheriff's Department door. Anyone can bring their medication they want disposed of. And I know in February we collected 19 pounds of medication and 31 pounds in January. So it's being used, but it's not being used as much as I'd like for it to be.
That's a great program. I know all communities around have that, this spot where you can get rid of things like that, because there's really no other safe way. Of course, I know flushing them down the toilet is something that a lot of people think is
a
great
thing
to do.
That's what a lot of people do, but it can impact our waterways, so we want to make sure they're disposing of things properly and safely.
Yeah, they don't go away, do they?
No, it stays around.
And are there a lot of these things that are in medications that really our water systems don't filter out? They remain in the water, and I know it's very minute amounts, but, you know, even over a number of years, minute amounts soon add up. And the water supply thing, you know, that's all kind of smacked us in the face with what's happening up in Michigan with the water system up there that has the lead problem.
We don't realize how important our water is until something like that happens.
Well, Sandy, it's been a pleasure having you guys here this morning. And
I think everyone
got the talk, I believe, didn't they? And
I told everyone here that they had to say something on the radio this morning, and I believe we've accomplished that.
And guys, it's been a pleasure having you here. And
thank you.
After your next big trip to wherever, we'll try to get some of you guys back again. And next time, you know, I mean, kind of ease up and don't be such jabberboxes all the time. And but right now, I think we'll need to take a little bit of a break, and we'll get back with another guest. But Sandy, thank you all. And
thank you.
Thanks for informing our folks here on what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Here this morning, I have Jane Miller here with us, who is with the Clay County Diabetes Coalition. And Jane, do you have another hat that you wear also? Or is it?
Well, I like to volunteer. I work some with the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm on the Policy Council for the UCHRA Board, and I'm also on the County Board.
So you've got a little bit of busy work to do.
Yeah.
Okay, this morning, what have you got for us this morning on the...
Well, I wanted to talk about the Diabetes Coalition, and Diabetes Coalition began in Clay County in 2005, and it came through the Clay County Health Council. And the Health Council meets every 3 months out at the Board of Education boardroom, and I'm sure anybody that would like to come would be welcomed. And so this, the Diabetes Coalition came out of that. They got their first grant in 2005, and it was through Marshall University in West Virginia. And they do a lot with the Appalachian area. And this was funded by the Appalachian Regional Commission and the CDC. And they're the ones that put the money up for it. And I think we began with like a $10,000 grant. And back then, we did a lot of different things. We put books in the library, kind of created a place where people could go to learn about diabetes and all of that kind of stuff. And we bought some educational tools, and we still have some of those tools that are available to teachers if they would like to use them, or healthcare professionals. And that's kind of how it came about. Since then, we've gotten another $10,000 grant, and then we've gotten a few $2,000 grants. And one of the things that we've done recently, of course, as the years went along, we had more things to do, and we grew. And with some of one of those grants, we provided the appliances and things like that over at Clay County Park in the new part of the women's building, and we made a kitchen so that the 4-H kids could go over there and use it for different things. And I think they're maybe doing some cooking classes over there and things like that. And then, of course, we can teach our diabetes classes over there.
Now, I know diet is probably the most important, one of the most important things, and a lot of folks really don't realize how foods are digested, do they,
yeah,
Jane?
They go into your stomach, and there's a little top part there, and it chops it all up, and then it goes down, and it keeps going.
And turns those potatoes into sugar.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's a southern staple, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
What about diabetes as a problem in the county?
We're in one of the highest incidents of diabetes in the country. I think the last time I heard, Tennessee was number two after Mississippi, and our area is a hotbed for diabetes. And it's just it's a terrible disease. You know, you can lose your feet and your eyesight and your kidneys and different things.
And it's not just a disease of elderly people, is it?
No, there are two types. There's type 1, which you might have a virus that knocks out your pancreas or something, and you have to have insulin shots. And then there's type 2, which is what most people have, and that's where you slowly begin not producing as much insulin, and you finally get to where it causes a problem, and it as you get older, it seems to get worse.
I know sugar drinks is one of the major problems with all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do get addicted to those things, and probably the southern states are about the worst as far as sugar
yeah.
drinks.
Yeah.
We all like our Coca-Colas.
Yeah, we do. One of the things that we did, we got a grant. I think it was a $500 grant from the Chamber of Commerce, and we worked with the school system because it came down from the state that in order to get grants and things, they had to work on several things, and one of those things was the BMI of eighth graders in the school system. And so we got a $500 grant, and we worked on that, and we went into Hermitage Springs and Salina, and we worked with the kids and the coaches in their PE class. And one of the things we did was to offer a sobriety contest. And what that was, it's a play on sobriety, but it's sobriety. And so they would sign an agreement that they wouldn't drink soft drinks for a month. When we did that, the first year they just did a really good job, and they lost weight, and of course they were exercising. The coaches were having them to exercise every day, and they just did a really good job. And we also did, like, the ones that did well, all of them, we had like a red carpet thing where they walked in the red carpet and graduated, and it was just a real good program.
Okay, what else have we got going there?
Well, let me tell you some of the things that we've done, and then I'll tell you what everything is. We've done gentle yoga classes, and the gentle yoga is called chair yoga also. It's for people that can't, like elderly people, they can do it in the chair. And we've taught that, and three of our people are the teachers now. We've been designated as, I guess, master teachers, and we'll be glad to teach that to one of your groups. We can teach one of your people to be a teacher, and you can have it every week. One of the things that we did is at Humbridge Springs, we still have an ongoing class. It's been meeting for several years now at 1 o'clock on Thursdays at the bank down there, and they do yoga for an hour, and then sometimes they walk afterwards down there in the park, too. Another thing that we did was we taught dining with diabetes classes, and we did that at Hermitage Springs, at Salina, and Maple Grove. And I think we may have done it in Freehills, too. I just can't remember. But the big thing with that is to, cut down your fat and your cholesterol. We did a living with chronic diseases class, and that's for people who have chronic disease like arthritis or heart failure or diabetes or a chronic disease. And we taught that at Salina and Hermitage Springs and Freehills. We also, the kids in that class at school, we taught a dental hygiene class, and they got free toothbrushes and toothpaste and stuff. We're in with the park at Hermitage Springs with the Teresa Wright Park, and it's in August, and it's for little kids down there, and they do old-timey games, like they carry an egg and a spoon, and they have a balloon race, the jump in the sack race and all of those kind of things to get them to play and enjoy, just physical exercise.
That sounds like old county fair contest, doesn't it?
Oh, they really enjoy it, and they love those water things. They all end up wet. But we do healthy snacks, and we do a little education in there. And then if they participate in everything, then they get a backpack full of school supplies. And so that was a big thing for them. We also have done the Shopping Matters class at the grocery store, and that's where we would take a tour of the grocery store, and we would teach different how to shop on a budget but still get healthy foods, and then we would give them a $10 gift card where they could go back into the store when we do the teaching, and they would have to pick out $10 worth of groceries, but they all had to be healthy. And they had to get something from all of the different food groups. And so we've done that for the Hermitage Springs people. We went to Walmart in Tompkinsville, and then we've done a few of them up at Scott's Best Way. And we did those for the seniors also in high school, and they really enjoyed it too. So we did it for old people, but the general public, and then we did it for the high school seniors.
Okay, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a moment.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back. Shane Miller is still here with us. But right now, I guess this would be a great time to read off our list of birthdays for this past week. We have a few this morning, and we'll, of course, remind everyone once again to call in 243-5574, which is the number here for our answering machine, and leave the name of the person you're wishing to celebrate their birthday, and your name and a number, and of course remember to speak slowly and clearly. But this past week we had the following people that celebrated birthdays. On the 4th, Elaine Geralds, and then on the 6th, Gloria Arterburn. Of course these are called in by their families, and sometimes they don't leave a name, they just call in and leave that, but in some instances, we do get names of family or friends or whoever. And also on the 6th, Janice Moss celebrated a birthday. We have Haley Smith. That was from, Mom and Dad, Grandma and Grandpa called that one in for her 16th birthday. We had Billy Goolsby, Cheyenne Hunter. Was also called in, and Mark Strong was called in to celebrate his birthday. And I believe that completes our list today. We had 8 call-ins today, and toward the end of the program, we'll draw out a name, and we'll have a lucky winner once again of our birthday and anniversary ice cream cake out at the Dairy Queen. And we'll draw the name out. We'll have a certificate out at the Clay Chamber. You can go by and pick that up sometime after the show today. Jane, I think you've got one more thing that you want to talk about a few minutes.
We have an upcoming event, and it's called the Group Lifestyle Balance Program, and it's going to be provided by the Cumberland River Hospital and the Clay County Diabetes Coalition together. It's an evidence-based program. It's supported adaptation of the original NIH and NIDDK supported diabetes prevention program, and it focuses mainly on group sessions, and those group sessions allow the program to be offered more economically, and it provides group support through the program. The goals of the group lifestyle balance program, the intervention, are to achieve and maintain a 7% weight loss and to safely and progressively increase to 150 minutes per week of moderately intense physical activity. And they say that's similar to a brisk walk. So if you had like 150 minutes of a brisk walk, that would count. The program's going to be offered in 22 different sessions. The first 12 sessions will be weekly, and then the next 4 sessions will be every other week, and then the last 6 will be monthly. And so that adds up to about a year. And so the Group Lifestyle Balance Program is designed to help participants make lifestyle changes to both prevent diabetes and to prevent or treat the metabolic syndrome. Now, the metabolic syndrome is something that a lot of us have, and to be classified as in the metabolic syndrome, you have to have 3 or more of the following. First is fat stored largely in the belly, and that's people who are apple-shaped. You have to have high triglycerides, and that's a kind of fat in the body. Low HDL cholesterol, and that's called the good cholesterol, and then high blood pressure and high fasting blood glucose, or your blood sugar. I think that kind of tells about it. We have people that have been trained to to do that. Right now, Greta Cherry is going to Pennsylvania to get qualified to teach that. And so the way that you need to get into that is, we don't have a brochure yet. Within the next couple of months, we'll be offering that program, and you'll need to go to your doctor and prove that you have the metabolic syndrome, and then you can get into our class. And, of course, it's free, and we want all of our people in Clay County to be healthy.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning and really filling us in on a bunch of things I know a lot of folks aren't aware of that are going on here in the county that's available for the folks that have problems with diabetes, and also the program that's coming up. Looks like that's mm-hmm. going to be a great program for those folks, and hopefully it'll be life-saving and lifestyle changing. And thank you so much for being here with us this morning.
You're welcome. I enjoyed coming.
And right now, let's take a little short break, and we've got one guest to come in just in a second, so we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Reagan just happened to be driving around the square here, and I flagged him down. And,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Got him in here. Mayor, it's been a while since I've had you on.
It has been. Say good morning to everyone, and thank you all so much for the opportunity. I know me and Thomas, sometimes we get wondering what we talk about. Before it's over with, we wind up finding something to talk about. And thank you, Thomas, again for the invitation.
Okay, what have you got for us this morning that's going on here in the county?
Well, just briefly bring you up, we had our county court meeting, and I like to always try to bring the citizens up to date on the happenings of the county commission. And we had this past Monday night was their commission night, and we had some motions. As always, they approved notaries, and we had four of those notaries that they approved. And then also we had some motions to acknowledge the debt management policy requirement for the three-star. And our three-star is one of the big things, you know, that you're familiar with, you're part of it. This program here, I think, is a part of it as well. And we have to always do that for Dr. Young. He keeps me straight on some of this stuff, and something that we have to do every year for the county commission to acknowledge and approve. And also we approved a motion to always have to approve local elected officials and our school board director's bond, and that's what we had to do the other night. We had the bond for the director of schools to approve, and also we had a motion to appoint a new ADA coordinator, and it's Miss Wendy Key. Most everybody around knows Miss Wendy. If you don't, she works in the UT office down there, right down from my office, and real sweet looking gal. And I think she celebrated her birthday yesterday, and it may be on your list. I'm not sure.
No one didn't call her
if
in.
If not, well, we certainly won't take this opportunity to wish her a belated happy birthday. But Wendy, I asked her if she'd be interested, and she told me she would, and she said that we just learned this thing together, and so she's our new ADA coordinator. So I'm glad to that she took on that role for us.
We usually don't have a problem finding good people to volunteer and do things here in this county, do we, Mayor?
Well, it's, you know, sometimes, you know, it takes you a little while, but most of the time, you know, a lot of folks have stepped up to the plate and really helped out. Because, you, Thomas, you've heard me say many, many times that it's not a one-man show, and it takes everybody to make things happen. And I may be the mayor, but, I mean, it takes everybody that surrounds myself and my staff and everyone else that helps make the things happen that's going on in the county. And I know we look around sometimes and we wonder, you know, what in the world's happening, if anything's happening. And there is a lot of positive things that's been going on. I know we've talked a lot about it. And things just don't move as fast as we'd love to see them. Sometimes they move in a turtle pace. But we always want to be very positive on everything that we do.
Well, I know we've briefly discussed some of the things here in the county. I know, I believe maybe this Saturday we have the grand opening for the Dollar General Store,
yeah, in Moss. Somebody told me the other day when he's coming out the office, said, Mayor, we're going to change the name of Moss. And I said, what's that? And they're going to change it to Moss Vegas. But no, we're tickled to death that the Dollar General Store is having their grand opening out there. I think we'll be out there Saturday morning and participating with those folks out there. And,
you got your big scissors ready to cut the
ribbon. Absolutely, absolutely. I hadn't talked to Ray about that, but I'm pretty sure that he will have. And also, I think today is the grand opening for the Highway 52 barbecue out there, where that they're opening the barbecue there in Moss, and look forward to that.
I think they're having a celebration all weekend, too, I think. Maybe.
I think that's right. And Lord willing, we plan on being out there this afternoon with them and enjoying some barbecue. And I don't know exactly their full menu, but I'm sure that it's going to be good. And just directly across from there, I know that they're throwing that red clay dirt every which way out there, so they're trying to get in that up and going. The convenient mark that will be going in out there shortly, and
it looks like Van's got his crew back at work again.
They're back a-going, and I talked with Gary the other day, and he told me, said, Mayor, if it hadn't been for the weather, we'd done had her building up. And I mean, a whole lot you can do about the weather. Just thank the good Lord for what he the blessings that he gives us, and we just have to work around that. And
well, you know, it's kind of those folks moving in, you know, I don't think sometimes we don't realize that the only gasoline stations we have anymore are basically Tompkinsville, Salina, and then down in Hermitage Springs. There's a little vacancy there to spot.
There is, and it'll be, you know, I was out at the Moss Fire Station yesterday. We had to do some electrical work out there for a little bit because we run into a little bit of electrical problem. And while I was out there, Thomas, there ain't no telling how many big trucks. The traffic that's on that highway, I know Ray and myself and I know Mayor Kerr and different ones who have been working with TDOT and trying to convince them that the bypass is necessary here in Salina, as well as some improvement on Highway 52 West. And hopefully we're beginning to get them to look our way. I don't know, you know, that stuff moves at a turtle pace, but we're gonna continue to strive to drive that point home to them. The signage out there is, now, since the Dollar Store is up and going, and we're wanting to try to get some signage put up and maybe a turning lane and stuff like that we're working on.
And I've noticed too, here in Salina, I haven't noticed as many trucks taking the right hand turn down at the four-way stop as they were there for a while earlier.
Yeah, we've working with TDOT. They have supposed to be working on his GPS, the Google, and I'm not very computer savvy on that stuff, but I think that was the problem, you know, is going by their GPSs and is bringing them in and turning them up around the courthouse here, and that was getting them hung up on the corner. So hopefully that they've got that corrected. I think they're supposed to be moving the signs. They may have already done that. I never noticed when I come in, but
you know, and that's a good sign in one way, isn't it? We're getting strangers driving through in the trucks instead of the old basic traffic we've had for years and years. Apparently, we're getting a lot of new transportation traffic through Salina.
We're getting a lot of common carriers coming through here now, and that was one of the results of, I think, of the opening up of Corridor J here, the new highway coming across, because this is a much better, I guess, kind of a nigh cut, I guess what you might say, from Interstate 40 over to 65, and a lot of them are taking advantage of that, and they're coming right through our area, and it puts more traffic on our roadways, but it gets a lot of folks, like you said, that's probably never come through this part of the country, and getting them familiar with what we got here, the Del Hollow Lake and different things like that, and so we feel positive that, you know, that things is going to come out of it.
You know, if we sometime, you know, hopefully, but while you and I are still able to enjoy it, we'll get that the cut across that comes from over about Edmonton Highway 90 with a great highway from there all the way through Salina again. That will direct some of the traffic through Salina again instead of down through Burksville.
Oh yeah, yeah, and that will, and it and they're working on that. They've opened that up a whole lot and everything, so they're working on that quite a bit. Had three resolutions on the county court, and it was just just some preliminary stuff, pay scale change on the extension program assistant, and a resolution to give myself and the county attorney a settlement for the hospital up here whenever Cumberland River Hospital, when it was obtained by the city of Cookeville, Cookeville Regional Medical Center bought this, and when that happens, they have a tax exempt, their tax exempt, so we've been going through the process of that, and it's a kind of a double-edged sword in a sense. We're going to lose some tax base there, but they're one of our biggest employers here in the county, so it's a blessing to have that hospital.
Right, and hopefully that'll help sales tax a little bit, and we know it's going to provide employment for a number of people, which is a much-needed thing here in the county. We don't
Absolutely.
Need to lose anything, do we, Mayor?
No, we don't. And but, I mean, sometimes like that, you know, a municipality or a government agency like that, if you go out and buy a property, you automatically come tax-exempt, and that property, whatever you get, comes off the tax roll.
But that does put quite a bit of stability in that in the hospital again.
I hope so. I feel confident, and I do. I mean, because they did a huge investment there, so I feel confident in it, and we're going to do everything that we can positively, you know, within our power that we can do to work with them and see what we can, you know, can do on that part. And the commissioners feel the same way, and they stressed that the other night, and how important the hospital was to us here, the employment that they provide, and they want to do, you know, hate to lose the tax base, but also, you know, we, like you said, the employment there is pretty strong for us, and we certainly appreciate those folks. And also a resolution to, we've got an upcoming tax sale, delinquent tax sale on the 15th, and I've got some properties that will be being sold down here at the courthouse, so I think that takes place around 1 o'clock on, I believe it's the 15th. And so I invite everybody that's interested in maybe buying up some property here in the county to come out and you can get the, if you want to go by the clerk's office, the clerk and masters will have a list of all those properties that's going to be on the delinquent tax sale.
You know, a question I would like to ask on that, just out of curiosity, I looked at that and noticed it, and I noticed one of the first names on there, that one of the co-owners of a piece of property that had probably been deceased 40 years. And, you know, how did something like that happen, Mayor? Is it just...
Probably, you know, the heirs, and, you know, as it gets passed down, I guess it gets overlooked, I don't know, but... Then whenever, before you can do a delinquent sale, our attorney and the clerk and masters also, we get together with the trustee and the tax assessor and myself, sits down and looks at all these, and they go back and they do a research on everything. So they try everywhere in the world to get in touch
yeah.
with parties to make sure that you know that they hadn't forgot it or didn't know that they did have taxes. And a lot of times when they can find those folks, they'll come in and they'll pay them.
You know, that just kind of jumped out at me because I recognized one of the names. And,
yeah.
Okay, now, what else we got going on there?
Well, our budget meeting starts, the round of budget meetings. Seems like we get out of one right into another. And the first budget meeting will be the 28th of March. Immediately following the planning meeting. So anyone interested in how the budget process goes, come down and be with us. The budget committee will meet and start going over some of the general budgets, and we'll get started another year and see what happens.
Okay, and I do know that the wheel tax referendum
failed
by a very, very slight margin. Does that mean the wheel tax thing is dead as of right now?
As of right now. I don't know exactly. You know, the commission hasn't really talked about it. They at the commission meeting the other night, you know, they didn't have that on the agenda to talk about. Now, I'm not saying it won't come up at the planning if they've got, you know, another. It could be brought back up. It could. I talked with the election commission, and you got 75 days prior to the next election that you can bring something back up, and it could be brought back up and put on the referendum again if the commission chooses to do that. Now, I don't know if that's what they'll do. It'd strictly be left up to them to do that.
Well, hopefully we can get our budget hammered out. Wouldn't it be nice to sign one of those things about
June?
June?
Yeah, it would be, and not have to worry about it for the latter part of the year. But there's a lot going on right now, even at the legislative level. There's a lot being discussed about the budgetary process, and I guess there's some stuff that would be going through legislation this year, and stay tuned, I guess.
Okay. I guess we need to, if you want to, draw me a number right there while you're here, and we'll give away a cake to somebody. All right. Let's see. Look like Boosby.
Billy Goose.
Has won the birthday and anniversary cake today. And
well, happy birthday, Billy.
Yes. Well, of course, happy birthday to everyone who celebrated their birthday this past week. And remember, call us if you want one of those cakes. 243-5574. What, did you get any of the cake that your son won a while back? Did you get any of that?
Well, no, I didn't even know. Ain't no way, no. It probably got tore all to pieces before I'd even get a chance at it.
Of course, he's got some youngins that probably...
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're blessed, that's for sure, and everything. And Thomas, if I may, before you kick me out of here, I want to congratulate the Bulldog team. They do an outstanding... I hadn't got to go watch them a lot. I was fortunate enough, Monday night, our court meeting ended fairly, you know, soon, and had an opportunity to go over and watch them, and they did an outstanding job, and look forward to them going further and further.
And they will be in action next Thursday, and I believe it's at 11:30,
okay.
The second game next Thursday, and they play Hampton High School out of Upper East Tennessee.
Okay.
And that is at the Murphy Center down in Murfreesboro. And we want to remind everyone to, you know, get down there if you can. We'd like to fill that gym up with Clay County folks. And I'm sure we'll have maybe a pep club bus or something running if you don't have a ride. But let's get the folks out and get them down there next week and cheer our Bulldogs on.
God bless each and every one of them, because, I mean, the other night over there, they look like they were giving it their all. And not only them, but the little guys in the Hermitage Springs, you know.
Oh, we've got some state champions down there already.
And we're in the process of doing some stuff to recognize them, and we certainly don't want to overlook any of them. And we're just so thankful for all those.
Okay, well, according to the old clock on the wall, and it looks like it's about time we'll have to shut down business today, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here next Thursday morning at this same time. Right now, let's sign off and look forward to a great week.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.